Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com, and the title is, Who is God? Is God a loving God or a cruel God? People have different opinions on who God is, and the ones that say that God is cruel will go to the Old Testament and cite passages about when God flooded the world and all those innocent children were drowned, or when he had the Israelites conquer nations and kill everyone in those nations and destroy all their idols. God has a purpose for everything that he does. You just have to look for it. But who is God? He is pure love. Before God flooded the world, he gave people fair warning. And I would say in the tune of about 125 years. I think that would be considered fair warning. One thing about God is that he will not intervene into someone's life unless he is asked to. When it comes to the children dying in the flood, Noah could not go out and kidnap all the children. The people or parents would have killed him. Parents are the ones responsible for their child's safety, and so they chose not to secure their own children's lives. God gave us free will, and these people chose to reject God's warning, and people continue to reject God to this day. So if a person dies and winds up in an unpleasant place, is that God's fault? No, because God gave man free will to choose his own destiny. God is fair, patient, and just. He gives man every opportunity to save himself from himself. The other part about God sending the Israelites to destroy specific nations was because these nations were evil and had to be eliminated. God did not play favorites either. He brought nations in to destroy the Israelites as well when they rebelled against God, and God gave them plenty of warning by way of the prophets. All through history, there have been many nations that raided villages and murdered the people of the villages. For example, take Germany and Japan in World War II. Do you think it was wrong for the United States and the other nations to go in and defeat them? They were two evil nations that murdered many people, and many of them couldn't even defend themselves. God gave the Pharaoh of Egypt plenty of warnings before he unleashed plagues upon them. It wasn't until the 10th plague that the Pharaoh gave in and let the people go. But that didn't stop him either. He went after them and lost again. Unfortunately, history does repeat itself, and what happened to the Israelites in the Old Testament is going to happen to the United States and England for rebelling against God. These two nations are sister nations of Israel. God blessed these two nations with prosperity, power, and security against their enemies. Those days are long gone past. These two nations are going to pay the price for pushing God aside and becoming corrupt, immoral, and lacking in spirituality. God's warning are written in Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. It's all about how God blesses a nation, and also written there as well. If you read them, you will see what is written is unfolding before your very eyes today. The book of Jeremiah also warns these two nations about impending doom and destruction. Again, God is patient, and he gives us plenty of warnings before he unleashes his wrath upon any nation. He will protect the people that are true to him, regardless of what he does to the nation, just like he did in the Old Testament. But who is God? He is our protector. Using God's name in vain. There are religions that have gone out and still do commit murder in the name of God. God in no way condones this type of activity. As a matter of fact, he has a commandment for this type of activity. It is, do not take the Lord your God's name in vain. People have been doing this for many years, and they justify their actions by claiming that they do it for God. These people do not know what true religion is in the eyes of God. Nobody must imagine that he is religious while he still goes on deceiving himself and not keeping control over his tongue. Anyone who does this has the wrong idea of religion. Pure, unspoilt religion in the eyes of God our Father is this: coming to the help of orphans and widows when they need it, and keeping oneself uncontaminated by the world, which is written in James 1, verse 26 and 27. To help others when they need it. Love one another. Don't gossip or speak ill about people. What the world has to offer is only temporary. Store up your treasures in heaven. Don't become a slave to the world. Who is God? He is everlasting, eternal life. Excuse me. God's only begotten Son. God loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to teach us, suffer for us, sacrifice his life for us, and he died on the cross for us, and then was resurrected, defeating death. God fulfilled his end of the new covenant he struck with us. God did this so that we can be in union with him once again through his Son Jesus Christ. Jesus, if we are willing, will lead us back to God. He will ask God on our behalf to give us the Spirit of Truth, to teach us how to grow to spiritual maturity, how to discern truth, and we will become in union once again with God. Jesus teaches us truth and shows us what we need to do to overcome our corrupt flesh so that we can be purified to receive the Spirit of Truth to be with us forever. What a beautiful gift from God, and thanks be to Jesus for all he does and has done for us. God in no way wants us to condemn ourselves to torments that await those who do not repent. He has done everything possible to give us a way out. We deceive ourselves into choosing our own fate over the love of God. We choose this passing world and the temporary things that the world has to offer over the beautiful things that God has to offer us. Things like love, peace, joy, happiness, prosperity, and everlasting eternal life. The happiness this world has to offer is only temporary. That is why man has to constantly keep seeking it, working hard for it, and trying to escape the misery of the world in their minds to fabricate a place of enjoyment, whether it be a fantasy, a past vacation, memorable moments, etc., etc. People use many means of escape to forget about their troubles, to find that moment of relaxation or happiness that doesn't last. God can give us freedom from the bondages of this world that last. He doesn't want us to be miserable. He wants us to be happy because He loves us and He is our Father. Most parents out there want the same thing for their children. They will go to great lengths to give their kids a decent life. Well, this is what God wants to do for us. Who is God? He is our Father. Man brings his own woes upon himself. From sin comes many negative actions that can take place, whether they are physical, mental, or emotional. Pride is the root of all sin, and it not only affects us, but others as well. When we let pride or the carnal self dominate our soul and intellect, we do things to bring us our own misery. I'll try to keep this brief because it, in itself, could be a whole nother article. God created us, and He also gave us instructions on how to avoid living unhealthy, being hateful towards our fellow man, how to keep famine at bay, live in peace without fear from terrorism or invading countries, the problems having a ruler over us, other than one appointed by God, will cause no corruption, have no crime, no violence, no diseases, and no plagues. He promises that if we follow Him, we will live in peace and be blessed with happiness and prosperity. Problem? Man does not want what God has to offer. Look around the world. Look at the condition of the United States and England. It's not a pretty sight, is it? This is all brought about by man wanting to do things his way. This is something that usually hurts people's pride because it is truth. If one wants to escape all the problems of the world and the problems in one's life, all they have to do is turn to God and follow the road He has laid out for us through His blessed Son, Jesus Christ. Who is God? He gives us love that burns like a fire in our soul, the fire of love. Thank you, and may God bless you always.